Welcome! Welcome to the Louis Belina Show, presented by B&B Automotive and Superior Auto Service. It is the Louis Belina Show. Tuesday, we begin with a programming service announcement. Programming service announcement. Normally, 105 Olin Buchanan of Texas joins me inside the Charles Schwab studio. OB's on vacation. He's with the fam. He's going to have a good time. So Olin Buchanan will not be joining us today. Brings a tear starting to form in my right eye, but we'll get through it together. Here's what I do know is happening today. 12:05, we'll head out to the Smoothie King hotline. That's where almost every guest join me is on the Smoothie King hotline. Joe Sheehan of the Joe Sheehan newsletter. We talk baseball, Ray. Baseball. Astros, Rangers, and more. 12:05. Oh, that's lunchtime. And lunchtime is thanks to Rudy's Barbecue. At 1:55, happiness, pure joy. Our mascot of the week. Long Way Home Adoptables is an animal rescue. They are a no-kill. They don't have cages and kennels. They have foster families who take care of the animals in their homes until they're permanently adopted. I love Long Way Home Adoptables. And every Tuesday, 1:55, we meet our mascot of the week, a dog, a cat, an animal looking for a permanent home. And it is all thanks to Waggy Pet Zone. Waggy Pet Zone. They train service animals to perform all of those amazing tests that you're like, how do they do it? How do they do it? If you're interested for more information about the group classes, private lessons, wait, what do you do? Go to waggypetzone.com. So mascot of the week's at 1:55. Part of our game plan today, 11:35, we will do a listen-in. Coach Slosh, Austin Boast, they met with the media after the loss, after the season ended last night to Stanford. So a listen-in, Coach Slosh, and players, 11:35. At any time today, and considering the Aggie baseball season ended, I'm going to guess there's quite a few questions, comments, and or opinions to be shared. Text me. 979-693-1150. 979-693-1150. Just hit send. I see all your text messages inside the Texas Mobile One Lube Express inbox. Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Your text messages gather inside the Texas Mobile One Lube Express inbox. We begin our day, heavy heart. Aggie baseball season has ended. Last night, the regional final, championship game number 2, game 7. That's the max games of a regional. 7-1, Stanford wins. Aggies had the lead in this one. Short-lived, solo shot, Jace, top of the first. Stanford answers, solo shot, bottom of the first. 6 unanswered for Stanford, 7-1 final. You remember yesterday, and I know Monday could seem like a long time ago for a lot of people, but do you remember yesterday? And we did our key 2, and every Monday we do key 2, and it was something over the weekend, something the week ahead, something meta to a season we're looking at. Just key 2 is always brought to you by Griffin Locksmith, where they offer 24-hour emergency service. You can look them up online at griffinlocksmith.com, right? And we got a variety of keys, and no one got it right. Not me. The key was to show up, and none of us put that down. Because if you think about it, last night, the offense didn't show up. 1 run on a solo home run. That was never going to win the game. And the key was not Detmer, and it wasn't the bullpen. You know, 1 run. It didn't matter. They just didn't show up. Now, this is a team, and I pondered this last night. I spent a couple hours thinking about all things Aggie baseball. Is kind of a depressing end to a depressing season. Depressing Because they beat Stanford in that first matchup. Stanford had to beat them twice. And even though I did not think this Aggie baseball team was going to win the College World Series, I thought they were going to make a super. I thought they could take one of two from Stanford no matter what happened. No matter what starts they got. No matter what funk the bullpen fell into. I thought A&M baseball could take one of the next two from Stanford. And they got beat down bad, actually, by Stanford in the last two games. Could I share some statisticals with you? A&M scored two runs in the last 17 innings against Stanford. The Aggies went 4 of 32 at runners on base during that stretch. That's 125 batting average. They went 0 for 11 with runners in scoring position. It was bad. And the Stanford pitching, before we get it twisted and go, well, you just got to tip the cap. They're a better team. Stanford entered the weekend with a 5.99 ERA. And that's in the Pac-12. A 5.99 ERA is 157th in the nation. So this Stanford team can't pitch. You and I watched the game. We saw the same thing. This Aggie offense was just swinging through fastballs. They were missing pitches they were looking for. The offense, I mentioned it in the beauty of the Hoover run, that the offense was basically one run each game. It was not very good. It was good enough because you got epic pitching. And a week later, I think people got confused because they put up 12 against Cal State, therefore everything's good. But the offense, how do you only score one run against a tired, fatigued, beat up, not very impressive, not that good Stanford pitching staff? And I'm just going to repeat it again. Two runs in the last 17 innings against Stanford. 4 of 32 at runners on base. .125 batting average. 0 for 11 runners in scoring position. It wasn't pretty. And the offense failed. I want to blame the pitching more, but they are who we think they are. You can't blame a cat for being a cat and a dog for being a dog. You did not get a single quality start in the turn, you know, in the regional, and well, that's normal. And they still should have advanced. But the offense disappeared in both games against Stanford. And they end up getting eliminated. A season that you started preseason ranked number 6. Here's something to think about. A little perspective before we all jump off a cliff or start dooming and glooming. The season started rough, but in the end, they won 6 of their final 8 SEC series. They made it to the SEC title game tournament, and basically one win away from a super. If you try and finish, like, where did you end up the year, ranked, unranked, and all, you know, we have a super regional, so there's 16 teams left. A&M made it to the regional final game number 2. So A&M is basically somewhere between about 18 and 26 if you do the teams left in the country. Think about it. Maybe you think, okay, that's too high. Don't get confused by the conference record. I try to say this all the time, but people like to not listen to me. Conference record's not a real thing. Tournaments, committees don't use it. Again, are they a team that had a losing record in conference, or are they the team that went to the SEC championship in the tournament? You tell me what team you think they are. All you have to remember is they made it to the regional final game 2. They're probably, and you know, there's only 16 teams left. So overall, they're probably somewhere from 20 to 30. So they didn't do like Aggie football did, which is preseason ranked 6 and not even make the postseason, have a losing record. They didn't embarrass you as a fan and embarrass themselves. That's what football did. Baseball, just disappointed. They didn't faceplant. They didn't, you know, implode. You look at this baseball team, so much talent, but the holes are obvious. They have no starting pitching. They've gotten some starts. 0-30 in quality starts in SEC play. So when I say they've gotten some starts, it's relative. Not one player dependable in the bull. No, that's a lie. Aschenbeck. One player total that you would say is dependable and reliable in the bullpen. I don't remember the last time A&M had a pitching staff that was this bad. And correct me at any point you disagree, but if they'd had a mediocre pitching staff, they'd be in Omaha. Even with the offensive flaws. Because even with this player had a disappointing year, that player had a disappointing year, they had enough offense to make a run. But in the end, I think it was Ryan Broniger tweeted this out, so I don't want to steal a thought, but it's the thought that I have. Inconsistent team, inconsistent year, finishes somewhere, if you look how they advanced in the postseason, 20-30. And as a fan, you could not be more frustrated to have watched this team in action. Bad bullpen. If you're a baseball fan, I don't know of anything that could be more disappointing, more hard to watch than a bad bullpen. They can kill hope and joy faster than anything. I have to take a timeout. Text 979-693-1150. When we return, more thoughts. Aggie baseball, the season has ended, and your text messages too. This is the Louis Belina Show from inside the Charles Schwab Studio. It is the Louis Belina Show, presented by B&B Automotive and Superior Auto Service. Your text messages are welcome. We are, discussing the end of the Aggie baseball season. They were eliminated last night by Stanford 7-1. Could not be a more disappointing end because showed the game. The offense had one run. You gave up 7. I mean, there was nothing you could have leaned on in that game. Season on the line, advance to a super, take on Texas. And that was the performance. That was the, I don't want to say effort. It's weird. Sometimes even when you fail, even when you get blown out, whatever, it doesn't mean the effort wasn't there. That's a falsehood. But it just didn't happen. I wonder if this team was still exhausted from Hoover. We do our listen-ins with Coach Slosh, and he mentioned, after they beat Stanford, what are you going to do on the Sunday, before playing that late game? And he said nothing. They're not going to. They were like out of their normal routine because he kind of made it clear they were still physically tired. And last night, 7-1, most important game of the year, was it just too much? Having their fifth game, over a weekend after playing 6 games in 6 days, and that's 11 games in stretch X, was it just too much? I asked that as a legitimate question. Was it just too much? I have some questions. So I'm not going to pretend to be the most brilliant baseball person in the world. But why was Detmer out there in the sixth inning? In the fourth, he gave up, 2 hits and a walk, and he got bailed out of the inning by the double play. So in the fourth inning, he was already starting to get hit. In the fifth inning, he actually did give up a run. Why was Detmer out there in the sixth? He shouldn't have been out there to give up the 2-run shot. A pitcher can be pulled before it's obvious to everyone. A pitcher can be pulled before he gives up too many runs. And when you have a pitcher who has had one of the more nightmare seasons I've ever seen for a Friday night starter, a pitcher who should have been on a short leash from his first pitch of the game, I don't know how he was out there for the sixth. And I feel like the coaches should know their players better than the people watching on the TV. And you should know that he's done before everyone knows he's done. But he gave up again, was it? Two hits and a walk in the fourth and got bailed out by the double play. A run in the fifth. I knew he was wearing down and they were starting to see him. And when he gave up the hit before the homer, they didn't even have anyone up in the pen for him. I think that did not decide the game. But this coaching staff got forced into a lot of bad decisions this year because it was untenable with the pitching staff. It's like anything they would have dialed up would have failed because the pitching was that bad. So it's not actually their fault. But last night, when they had Ashenbeck and Sedeo and Garcia, they didn't have to try and get one more inning out of Detmer. I'll say this too. And Sedeo didn't work out. That was so unlucky. Not a single ball leaves the infield and there's two on, nobody out. It wasn't meant to be. But yeah, Detmer didn't need to even come out for the sixth. He didn't have to do that thing. The first hit he gives up, he's out. But they didn't have anyone loose. If I saw that correctly, the coaches should know when a player's done before it's obvious to everyone. Just little things. Let me read some of the text messages real quick. Terry fighting crime. Louie, it's hard being an Aggie fan. Lots of disappointment and wait till next year. I won't dispute that or disagree with that. I'm going to say something that's going to make me unpopular, make people hate me, so nothing new. Wait till next year, wait till next year, wait till next year. I think it's part of the Aggie fan's fault that an Aggie fan always has to wait till next year. Aggie fans don't ever clamor for change. Aggie fans are way too accepting of mediocrity. Aggie fans, well, if we complain too much, we're being bad fans. And for way too many Aggie fans, it's more important to be, I don't know, some kind of honor code fan than a fan that holds the athletic department, ADs, coaches accountable. Like, I'm a bad Ag if there's accountability involved. As a result, more mediocrity creeps in. That goes back to since I've been an Aggie 1987 versus people don't micro it to just this year or any particular sport, but that's always been in general. You get next year when I'm going to share a story with you, Ags. I will name no names. Earlier this spring, I commented that if you wanted to be heard, do not attend a certain A&M sporting event. Because I always think it's money that's heard the loudest. And when, well, even though they're going to go 0-72, we're all going to go to the game and buy our tickets and support them because good Ags support everything. We don't demand anything. And just as long as the money's rolling in, nothing will ever change. So I mentioned, well, because people are complaining unrest, right? Well, I go, well, then don't go to Game X because that's the only way you'll be heard is when the crowd is X percent under normal, which equals X less revenue. And so a listener, she outraged, absolute, utter, complete outraged that I would tell Aggies not to support. I didn't say that. I said don't attend an event to make a point, but support A&M. And she wrote this email that was pages long. She sent it to my boss. She sent it to TexAgs. And I don't know, there's like 4 or 5 people on the list. And not me. And just complaining about how un-Aggie-like and disaggy-respectful and vowing to never listen to my show again in conclusion. Because I demanded that Aggies take action and be heard. And I don't think she's an anomaly. There's a lot of Aggies who consider it more important to be a good Ag at all costs than to demand anything. And allowing mediocrity, complacency, just accepting anything you're fed allows next year to be too common. I've always believed that. I know. I'm the bad guy. It's okay. 979-693-1150. You could text. Peruna in College Station. Been a while, Peruna. Hi, hello. For a program that is still in rebuild mode, this was a successful year. Frustrating, yeah, but good times ahead. You know, Peruna, let me ask you, or anyone else that would want to weigh in here. Why was this a rebuilding program? When Schloss took over, I didn't know that A&M had slipped into one of the bottom programs in the country. I've heard rebuilding said a handful of times. I don't want to get carried away. When did I miss the memo? I did not know that Childress left the program bare, empty, and in despair. I didn't know. I mean, to become a every year College World Series program, it was off, but this rebuild thing? And I just don't kind of agree with it necessarily. And yeah, I'm really not down with that as a concept of why this year happened. That's all. Like I said, I didn't know that Childress left it bottom barrel, because he didn't. Bobby texted, you asked the question a few weeks ago, could A&M just have a B year in any sport? The baseball season was a B. And Bobby, thank you, because lunchtime, I'm like, well, maybe the 1 o'clock hour, I'm going to be more exact. I'm going to ask that question. I'm going to ask everyone to grade this Aggie baseball season. Almost feel like today's too soon. It's so numb and raw, losing back-to-back games to Stanford, the scoring two runs in the last 17 innings you played Stanford, losing 7-1 last night where there's nothing you can latch on to make you believe you could have won. So I think it might be too raw, but I'm going to ask that. What the season was. Because if this was a B season, I don't want it. It was hard to watch. It was hard to participate in. Every returning player regressed. Every returning player regressed. Pitcher, hitter. At no point did this team... No, Hoover. Hoover's the anomaly, but Hoover. Other than Hoover... At no point did you see this team as a contender for anything. We kept saying it, but they never showed it. It was rough. If this is a B season, I don't want it. Text message anonymous. Speaking of bullpen, maybe I missed something along the way, but what happened to Rudess? You'd have to ask the coaches. I mean, I'm just being honest. Pete in Orlando, Lou, totally agree. I was shocked to see Detmer back out there in the sixth. You could see he was failing off. Yep, as I just stated, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why, just to be honest with you. There was a lot of interesting coaching decisions. And like I said, though, I got a lot of them because there was no right answer. But last night, there is no reason for him to be out there in the sixth. And you could tell me this and that, but again, I'm not an expert, but they hit him in the fourth. He gave up a run in the fifth. Was the point just to leave him out there until he gave up runs? When you had the left side of your bullpen available. We'll take a timeout. It is the Louis Molina Show. I'm live and I'm inside the Charles Schwab studio. It is the Louis Molina Show presented by B&B Automotive and Superior Auto Service. Two remarkable businesses, one amazing family. I'm laughing right now. I shared with you my take on several takes and about, you know, support and how part of the problem sometimes is A&M fans help create next year by accepting too much. And how earlier this year I mentioned a way to protest and make sure that you're heard. You're not heard if you just keep blindly going along. And I got one texter that says about supporting the Aggs, I couldn't disagree with you more, not agree with you more. And then the next texter said, let's see. Next texter said, glad you said what you did regarding attendance for underperforming activities. So again, this is not the first time it's popped up. But again, yes. Again, I'm just laughing. Yes. It's very, people are split. And Joni in College Station, you texted me a paragraph, but the answer to your question is yes. Yeski is really that good. Yes. I will answer. It's long. Like I didn't know you could fit this much into one text. But yes, Yeski is really that good. He really, really is that good. Time now for a listen in. This one's emotional. I'll tell you right now. If you almost feel like if you don't get a little choked up, you might be missing a little maroon or a little white. Listen carefully. This is Coach Slosh, Austin Bose, and Nathan Detmer after the loss last night. Again, this is an emotional one. We're going to have a listen in here. Computers are slow. So it'll be in just a moment. Don't forget, you can text me 979-693-1150. You can light up the Texas Mobile One Lube Express inbox Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Here's our listen-in.
All right. From Texas A&M, we are joined by head coach Jim Schlossnagel. And our student athletes are Austin Bost and Nathan Detmer. Coach, will you start us off with a statement?
First of all, congratulations to Stanford. They certainly have a really good team, impressive team. What they've done in the last 24, 36 hours is not easy to do because we think a lot of our team, but that what they did was impressive. Also, we've had just an awesome experience here. Obviously, losing is not what we wanted, but the experience we've had this week, being in Palo Alto, town, people ran the regional, everybody's just been first class. It's been a having been on a regional on this side of the country, super regional, but not a regional. And so the experience for our families was amazing. It was awesome. Today, just felt like they got one more hit than we did. You know, we left 10 guys on. I thought Nathan did great, gave us every opportunity. But what Matthews did in the middle of the game, you got to tip your cap to him. He gave up some hits, but he made pitches when he had to make them. We couldn't get the big hit, and then they either got the big hit or, you know, had some things go their way, which that happens in baseball, the infield singles, and we lose a pop-up in the twilight. So, but they earned it. They're a good team, and we wish them the best next weekend.
Nathan, with how the regional played out, how much were you itching to kind of get out there, and how much was that a kind of driving force to have a showing?
Yeah, I really wanted to get out there for my guys. Show what I can do. Really what fueled me is just, especially in this big of a game, like looking to my left and my right before each pitch and just seeing, you know, guys like Trevor Warner and Austin Bose that have sacrificed so much. And that's really what drove me.
I know it's a different situation in a different place, but how much was this kind of like the Notre Dame game and the kind of response that you needed to have from last year?
Yeah, it was a whole lot like it. Awesome game, awesome feeling. The whole year we've just been preparing for that mentally, and even though it seems like a big game, it's just going out there and doing what you do, and you know, there's no step up. You just sink to the level of your training.
Austin, from your perspective, man, like how good was Stanford? It certainly seemed like just like all the top line guys you saw all year.
Yeah, I mean, they're a really good team. Played great defense. Could really swing the bat. We went out there, gave it all every single pitch. They came out on top, just how baseball works.
Austin, what has your senior season kind of meant to you, and you know, wearing number 12 and all that?
I mean, can't really put it into words. Plus, my home. I can't think. Sorry. I can't thank my teammates, Coach Losh, enough.
Next question. Coach, for you, what just Austin and all the seniors on the team, what have they meant to this program?
I mean, they've completely changed the direction of the program. Has had nothing to do with head coach. It has everything to do with guys like Austin and Werner, who has another year, you know, but who knows. What's that, JT? Yeah, I mean, just all those guys, you know. And it's not just the seniors. The guys who have been here in the last 2 years have changed the expectation of the program. You know, there's going to be a day where we have a new ballpark, and I'm hoping 12,000 to 15,000 seats. And the whole reason it happened is because of guys like this. You know, they were here when it wasn't great, and they hung around when they could have gone somewhere else. They could have gone to another school. They could have gone to professional baseball last year, and they came back and gave every single thing they had. And we didn't end up where we wanted to end up, but you know, I'd be shocked to find a real Aggie that isn't proud of these kids, and because I tell you, I am. And they've made me a better coach. I've learned way more from them than they've learned from me. And so they mean the world to me.
Coach, I know we had a conversation about what your expectations for Nathan yesterday. What was, did you have a talk before the game, and kind of what was?
No, I didn't. You know, we've had plenty of talks on this year. You know, he knew what was at stake. I think maybe his teammates had some conversations with him just to let him know how much we all believe in him. And I think he did great, you know. I mean, I almost was going to get him against Moore, but I thought he had made good pitches to Moore. I thought he still had less stuff left in the tank, and Moore had hit the homer off Will last night. And you see, he almost hit one off today or the next at bat. So, you know, in hindsight, obviously there's things that you wish, you know, you could take back maybe, but at the end of the day, we couldn't score. I mean, that was the thing. They made pitches. We had competitive at bats. We got in deep counts. We got guys on base. Just two out hitting. You know, we left 10 on. They left 6, and they hit two balls out of the ballpark, and we just missed on a few. I thought we landed on some balls, but Nathan did great. Nathan did awesome, and so did Shane. So just wasn't our day. I mean, sometimes the other team plays a little bit better. We didn't play bad, they just played better.
First of all, just congrats on the season you guys have had. Wanted to say that first of all. Secondly, just talk about the pitch and Quinn Matthews What makes him such a difficult pitch to face, even on short rest for him?
Well, I don't know him. Obviously, he's super competitive for a guy to do what he did the first day of the regional and then come back. And I saw him running down there to get loose, and we knew he was going to come in the game if he was in question. But he was aggressive. He obviously didn't have his very best command, but he competed for his team, and he's a Pac-12 pitcher for a reason. And he had to make really good pitches. I thought he made a couple really good pitches to Austin when Austin was right on him, but he made good pitches. And good pitches get out good, you know, they get out the best hitters. So, you know, tip your cap to him, that's what the postseason college baseball is about, is having guys like that give you those kind of performances when your back's against the wall. And Nathan did that for us today, and Quinn did that for his team.
I know it's probably not looking too far ahead, but just what does it say about, you know, Shane having the weekend he did, and obviously Jace, for the future, as these guys leave, the future of the program?
Yeah, super excited about the future of the program because of the guys like Austin and Nathan who've shown them the way. I mean, the way you have put together a good freshman year is you have people to model. And when you can model Austin Bost, or you can model Brett Minnick, you can model Trevor Werner, you can model JT or, you know, Hunter Haas, Jack Moss. Like, you don't need to hear from the coach. You just look at someone like Austin and you do what he does. And so that's what been such a luxury for me, really, the last 2 years, you know, is to have this level of leadership and character at A&M, and especially in a group. Coach Childress is to be credited for a lot of that, to have these kind of kids here. So, yeah, the future's bright for those particular kids, but the program, we have a lot of work to do. We're in the right smack dab in the middle of it, but the program needs to continue to move forward in every area of the program, not just the personnel, but in facilities and everything moving forward. That's our job, is to grow the program.
Austin, I know it didn't end out the way you wanted to, but when you look back on the season, does it feel like making the decision to come back and do this another game was the right one?
Yeah, I mean, I never think about that. I mean, I made the decision, and I still feel like it was the right decision. And to answer your question too, this season has meant the world to me, and I wouldn't trade it for anything else. Can't thank the coach enough, Coach Sloss, Coach Early, Flox, Kane. I mean, they did everything for me, and I want to thank my teammates. I mean, battling for me every single day. I mean, it's amazing, and I wouldn't change it.
Anything else for you guys? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
That wraps up our listen-in. Schloss, Bose, Detmer, you heard Bose there when he was asked about wearing that 12th man. You know, and he got choked up, and it meant something to him. It was awesome, and I hope you understand what I mean. That was a special moment. Not that he's getting choked up, not that he was sad it was over, but to see how much it meant is an insight into, and I thought that was pretty incredible. Let's grab a timeout. We'll wrap up hour number one. This is the Louis Belina Show. Yeah, I know that. By the way, you might think I'm crazy when I say this. I still laugh. It's the Louis Belina Show. For those that don't know the history, this used to be the First Word with Louis Belina, but I used to be 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and our morning show was not sports, it was business. So I was the first sports show on. There was no Tex-Ags radio back at that time. So it all made sense, First Word with Louis Belina. But then I moved to 2 to 4. Yes, I used to be 2 to 4 p.m. also. And I was like, First Word, it doesn't make as much sense. So started, you know, what should the name of the show be? And one of the PDs up here, we got four of us. There's 11 radio stations. And he's like, call it the Louis Belina Show. And to me, I'm like, you know, I think that'd make people turn off. Who? Nobody likes me. But also, for about a decade, that was all the fad and rage in sports talk, was naming it Insert Your Name Show. ESPN Radio still does that, matter of fact, with all their shows. So I was like, you know what? If I'm going to keep switching, because I was 9 to 11, 2 to 4, and I was like, who knows where I'll be next, which 11 to 2 is where I've been for pretty much the entirety of my time. But so again, I was right. If I just name it the Louis Belina Show, that'll simplify everything. But it seems kind of arrogant to name a whole show after yourself. And I'm not that arrogant. Many people would dispute that, though. I'll be right back. It is the Louis Belina Show from inside the Charles Schwab studio. Support comes from Mark Sim at the Charles Schwab branch right here in College Station. We have a local Charles Schwab dude. Schwab offers a modern approach to wealth management with financial planning to meet an investor, that's you, specific needs, and the flexibility to adapt as your needs change with time. Learn more at schwab.com/College Station. At Gold Star Barber Studio, they understand the inconvenience of waiting. If you want to get just a haircut, you want to get hairstyling, you're looking for barber servicing, which I laughed the first time I heard that. I went, what's barber servicing? Oh, you're going to get a shave, hot towel treatment, and more. I'm a hot towel treatment junkie. That's a fancy shave. That's one that feels good. That's when I want to treat myself. And the inconvenience of waiting is solved by going to goldstarbarberstudio.com. You sign up for when, what day, what time. You can pick the who. And if you say 3 o'clock on Wednesday, you walk in at 2:59, you sit down at 3 o'clock, that's no waiting. Gold Star Barber Studio makes it even easier by having three locations right here in College Station. There's going to be one next to you. They got one in Caldwell too. So go now, make your appointment. Whether you want a haircut, hairstyling, or barber services, go to GoldStarBarberStudio.com and book your appointment today. What are you waiting for? More text messages. Joni in College Station texted back. You made me laugh, Joni. You made me laugh. Sorry about the king text, the long text, Louie. I just have so many questions. So do I. So do I. I'm going to be honest with you. How did this team, I understand every year is different. They had a lot of transfers. Some players overperformed last year versus underperforming this year. But if you basically look at this team, 90% of the players regressed, hitting, pitching. Almost all the returning players, period, regressed. And that's impossible. I have anonymous who said no such thing. Oh, he did sign it. Fish 97. Thank you, Fish 97. No such thing as rebuilding year in a sport anymore with the portal and NIL. Got to do better getting transfers. I agree. I'm 100% with you, Fish. There's no such thing as rebuilding. Rebuilding lasts a max of 1 year, too. That's why I keep hearing people say rebuilding right now. It's year two of Schloss. You had 1 year to rebuild. That's two transfer classes. He's not rebuilding. This isn't rebuilding. I do not agree with that premise. When I see a team regress like this, and listen, please listen to every word I'm about to say, please. My first instinct is they had a bad offseason. They read their press clippings, and they didn't do the work they needed. Now, people that know this team way better than me say that was not what happened at all. That they said this team, if anything, did what they needed to do in the offseason. They didn't fall victim to that trap. And again, they know the team way better than me. I can't argue with that. But I'm telling you, when something makes no sense, like how this season actually went, where almost every player regresses. And again, Joni asked, is Coach Yeske really that good? Is Coach Earley that? And they are. I don't sit at this year and blame the coaches. If anything, maybe I blame their evaluation of the pitchers they took out of the portal. That's as far as it goes. But Schloss is a proven postseason winner. Yeske's been to the College World Series with three different programs, three different pitching staffs, and everywhere he's went, they've gotten College World Series significantly better. I mean, these are facts. When I normally see a team that this happens to, it's because of offseason. But again, people that know better than I, way better than I, say that's not the case. I've heard them say it's not the case. Look, I got to take a timeout. Lunchtime, Joe Sheehan, 12:05, will join us on the Smoothie King Hotline. We'll jump back into this in the 1 o'clock hour because you're going to have to help me grade the entire season. Lunchtime now. Lunchtime thanks to Rudy's Barbecue.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.